This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've heard business leaders of all kinds on this program talk about the need for more skilled workers in Michigan. Law enforcement agencies are also calling for more skilled employees. Kent County Sheriff Larry Stelma recently issued a report calling for more support for community colleges. Those schools are home to most of Michigan's police academies. Sheriff Stelma joins us now. What kind of support do you want for community colleges?
Well, we would like to see community colleges start the training programs, even incorporate these training programs even into their pre-college curriculum, where juniors and seniors in high school have access to some advanced training and get them started at an earlier age. We like to see them provide some real serious career counseling, so that when young people do go into public safety fields, that they have a better idea as to what they're getting into, that they're better suited for it, and maybe avoid some of the pitfalls that new recruits can fall into.
I also saw in a release that you're looking to make student advising more accessible, as you just mentioned, foster accountability for results. In other words, encourage community colleges to report a percentage of students who transfer to and complete a degree at a four-year institution or the percentage retrained from the first to second. Also things like just simplifying the applications for funding, for grants, for loans, and things like that. Some of that's going to require some help from the legislature. Have you been in contact with lawmakers in Lansing?
Yes, we have. The different organizations are supporting different aspects of the proposal. We've been involved with the legislature in Lansing for Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, all the way from, you know, even before school, right through college. The emphasis needs to be on better educating our young people.
What kind of skills do potential deputies need, or anybody who's thinking about law enforcement for a career?
You know, television and the movies would portray an officer as being some knuckle-dragging goon, and that is the furthest thing from the truth. Law enforcement officers have to be highly intelligent, highly motivated, people that have skills in writing, in math, skills in geometry. We need officers that know technology and can maximize the use of technology, both as technology allows crimes to be committed, frauds and the pornography and things that go on with technology that are antisocial, but as much there's a lot of need to be able to use technology to solve the crime. And a lot of technology goes into crime investigation nowadays. So there is a broad spectrum of requirements for officers.
You're quoted as saying you can't just give someone a uniform and ask them to become a deputy. But I got to tell you, in a lot of rural counties around the country, there are a lot of people who get little training beyond a firearms course. How is that changing?
Well, in Michigan, you have to pass the MCOLS licensing test. And I think Michigan has led the way in testing of its law enforcement officers. They've had a high standard for officers for years and years and years. And in my travels and contacts with agencies across the nation, most states are going to very similar categories for a post, they call them different things, post-training and pre-employment training and things of that sort. But in Michigan, we call it the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards. And it's a pretty intensive test and make sure that prospective officers are well-rounded.
The news release I saw indicates business leaders are joining you in this effort to get more people into post-secondary education. Is this also about recruiting non-traditional students to go to school? You mentioned starting with with juniors and seniors in high school, but there are a lot of folks who are just barely getting by who are in their 20s and maybe early 30s.
Well, it is also a second career of choice. There are any number of applicants and people who want to get into public safety as a second career. You know, the first career in sales or the first career in accounting or whatever, wasn't fulfilling, and they want to see something more community-orientated, and we'll look to this. We also see any number of individuals coming out of the military who have been trained by the military and have different academics through the military, and they come out and they say, you know, I want to continue my life in public service in this capacity, either as a communications officer in a dispatch center, a corrections officer in a jail, or an enforcement officer or a fire personnel someplace. But public safety seems to be experiencing a little bit of a resurgence here of interest of late.
Community colleges, of course, are less expensive than universities, but for some of these non-traditional students you're talking about, it takes time and it takes money, and that's hard to come up with. Are there any kinds of ways to you know, night schools, weekend schools, something like that, that can help folks who want to make that shift get there?
Well, we're kind of blessed here in Kent County with the Grand Rapids Community College. They're one of the few academies that has a two- or three-tiered approach, how they do that. They have the academy both as part of a two-year associate degree. If you come in already with an associate degree or a bachelor's degree or a degree in something else, you can go straight through the academy in like a 12 or 14-week academy. They have day classes, they have night classes, they have an expedited class for the military veterans. And so there are options that the academic institution can also employ to increase the number of opportunities for kids.
How long do you think this is all going to take? If you have a need for staff now, we're talking about some time for training, and you need to get some of these things you're talking about fixed in order to make that easier.
Well, we need them fixed quickly because the need continues to exasperate itself. Back in the early 90s, many agencies, including mine, saw some times, some days, some years of rapid growth. Now those officers have their 25, 27, 30 years in, and they're ready to move on. And there will be some big gaps in a lot of agencies in the next 2 to 4 years just because of the natural cycle of life.
That's Larry Stelma. He is the sheriff of Kent County. We've been talking about the need for more skills for potential law enforcement personnel. Thanks for taking the time to tell us about this.
Thank you. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too.